Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our Happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can check us out on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and stories and stuff for animals up there. There is the wonderful story of the white buffalo calf in Yellowstone. Chicken post for Beth Clifton at Animals 24-7. It's a really cute Nathan and Natasha, you'd appreciate this one. So a basket with a cat is owning the basket, sleeping in the basket, and then there's this chicken hen that wants to sleep with the cat, and the cat doesn't want any part of it, but this chicken has like boatloads of patience and just keeps pushing and pushing. And eventually, if you wait till the end, the chicken's curled up in the basket with the cat. So the chicken wins. Very, very cute video. And oh, that's a wonderful. And the last one I think I posted last night, a beluga whale. There's the chicken in the basket. Oh, and the greatest interact, Nathan, you sent me that great video about that interactive cat toy, that cat necklace with a, like a bird attached to the collar. And oh my gosh, what a great flat cat and toy that is.
It's just like what you see in the cartoons, you know, when they're reaching out for something that's stuck to them, but they can't quite reach it, so they keep trying to go after it, and the more they go, the more it moves.
Yeah, if
I'm
I
sure
had a
there is a
teenage.
way for that cat to somehow get a hold of it. It would be pretty tricky, though.
But I'd have those one of those in a heartbeat if I had teenage cats. Oh, Natasha, have you seen it? Show it to Natasha. Natasha's got a kitten. Show
A
that. Show.
9-month-old.
All right. Can you see
Yeah,
this,
I've seen it.
Natasha?
I've seen it. Yeah.
I mean, but look at that. I mean, is that the best way to actually? I mean, this little orange guy, he knows what he's doing. What a great way to flat cat a cat. Yeah, so as your kitten, has he got enough energy to play this game?
He does, but he is actually a pretty calm 9-month-old. But
Okay.
what I need to work on is getting his investigation. He likes to see what's around. He's very much of a thinker, so I have to figure out how to keep him thinking about something. You know, like if I put something somewhere, like I should put his favorite treats around the house that are so that he doesn't get
Gotcha.
into certain places. So.
All right, Nathan, I want you to go back to the Facebook, go up to the, yeah, to the top. This is our sports section. It's really cool. It's a wild beluga whale is playing football with some guys on a boat. And
I
the
saw
beluga's
that.
bringing the football back, and they throw it, and this beluga whale swims out and gets the football and then brings it back to the boat. And they're having a great game of fetch or, you know, football catching with the beluga whale. That's amazing.
That is
Absolutely amazing.
just mind-blowing watching that happen. Who knew a beluga whale would do
And what
that?
would you, what would make you think of doing that? You know, I
Yeah.
mean, wonder how they came up with the, oh, let's just play football with a beluga whale. I mean, who thinks of that?
It is
But this
total
whale
like
has really got
retriever
the
dog
game.
type. I mean,
Yeah,
it
isn't that
brings it back and
amazing?
holds it up or even just like drops it and gets ready to go for the next throw.
It's really amazing. So anyway, y'all appreciate anyway, so there's some great posts on Facebook. Right now, and so you can check all of that out. There's a post about the Ananda a community open house next Saturday. Oh, this great one of all those Maws is really good. Anyway, so there's just really great posts there. So check them all out. And gosh, then Nathan says, okay. Guess we can't continue our sports section.
Can I
Time.
just mention
Go ahead.
something real quick? Sumiko's phone call, because I want to get some clarity around it. That, you know,
Okay,
it'll take just.
Sumiko, for anybody who've just turned in, we talked to her at the last hour about
Yes.
her 12-year-old dog with a lot of candida yeast problems. We talked to her
Well,
last week. So anyway, go
a
ahead.
lot of our animals are starting to go through what us humans go through. And a lot of us have old patterns and old stories that are going on in our body. So sometimes, like I use the word shock the body. And I want to make that clear that it's not necessarily that I'm asking us to go in and do some major work, but sometimes when we are in an old pattern, we have to do something different. If that's including body, emotions, or that kind of thing. So when I mentioned the word 12 years ago, yes, her dog is, she got her 12 years ago, but there's a pattern that we create when we get an animal. There's something in our lives that is going on that we become parents of animals to help us through that stage of our life. And so sometimes when we're in that stage of our life, the diet, things that happen throughout that story create little hurdles of emotions and hurdles of scenarios that happen. And so when we go into that pattern, like she's been feeding the dog for the last 5 years the same diet. Well, sometimes if we go in and shake things up, shift up the diet, we can shift up a lot of the gut scenario. It's kind of like I've been actually after my shower, I get in a cold shower for about 30 seconds to a minute because my body needs to be into a moment of holy crumb. Well, I'm noticing that my liver is getting healthier. My body is changing up because my body is being triggered into another scenario of fear. It's not a fear and flight, but it's another scenario. And so when we shake things up emotionally, physically, spiritually, a lot of times we can create a different pattern. So that's where something happened 12 years ago for her. Now with the teeth is another trigger. And then what can we do now to help heal some of those things that began 12 years ago? And then these little hurdles that happened. And
Right,
that's what I
and
kind of wanted to clear up is that sometimes when we're at a moment, we need to just say, it's done. We got to shake it up so that we can create a whole new pattern of where we're going to go in our future.
yeah, and just to add to that, one of the things I've done to help people understand why what's going on with us affects our animals, I call it the human to animal transference.
Yes.
So what you want to know is that when something's going on with your animal friends, it isn't just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're very sensitive and they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behavior, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So
Yes.
sometimes to change, heal, or fix the animal, we got to change, heal, or fix the
Fix
human first.
ourselves.
So that's what that's. I teach a whole 3-hour class on that. I mean, I used to. I haven't for a long time, but I call it the human to animal transference. All right. So Nathan, have we got
Thank you.
a phone call to go to?
We'll be heading up to Lake Stevens with Tina on the line waiting for us.
All right, Tina, welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, ladies and Nathan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know what's going on. Tina, would you like me to explain it so you don't have to?
Well, real quick, my cat, Jessie, she's 18. I went to the vet 2 months ago. We had all the blood work done, and they said, gosh, how is she so healthy for 18? Well, now she's not eating, and it's going on 2 weeks. It's getting, more. She wants to eat, but I've tried opening a can of tuna fish, multiple different kinds of food,
Yeah,
hot.
Tina was here on Thursday, and she went home with a number of different raw food selection, for my cat's foods.
She didn't touch
Some
that
new.
stuff. So last night, or yesterday afternoon, I boiled all that together and made a nice broth. And she has licked some of the juice, so I've been trying to mix it with some, other canned food to, make a like a little soup. And she has, done some of that. She did drink a little bit of milk, but she'll, and she's losing weight, and I'm really worried.
Yeah, so a lot of it is, she's 18, and even though, she checked out all the blood tests and everything, Natasha is wonderful, but we need to know what's going on with Desi. Is she ready to let go of this body and transition, or is there something going on in her mouth or her jaw or her body? Do you get a sense from Desi, and what does she want? Is she wanting to go or stay, or what do you get, Natasha?
I'm getting that she's in this moment where she's kind of done.
Okay.
Really? She's kind of done. She's feeling good. She's feeling healthy in the sense of for an older animal. She's feeling, but there's something emotionally that she's kind of, I'm just getting that sense that she's done.
Okay.
So,
I'm not saying that it's wrong or right. I'm just,
right. Well, right.
it's
No,
like,
yeah.
I'm kind of equating it to my Maya. There was nothing that Maya was doing. She was eating, she was healthy, she was doing, and then all of a sudden I got the hit. She just started about 6 months ago, before she passed away, she just started saying, I'm done.
Okay.
And it was like, why? You're healthy. You're out hunting. You're out. She said, I'm just done. And then I realized, oh, when she passed away, she couldn't go on with what I was doing in the future. She could not be who I need. She could not be my familiar for the future. And I had, whoosh, that's a hard acceptance. That's a hard acceptance
Yeah.
that animals kind of know what they're doing.
Well, and this is often a pattern with our animal friends. It's one that I work with my animals to prevent because, again, our animals are a lot more aware than we give them credit
Oh, they
for,
are, and they're doubling that
and they're
now.
great
They're doubling it.
communicators, and like Natasha says, they're getting better at this stuff all the time. But often they will, out of consideration for their humans, and knowing that their passing would be painful and hard for their humans, that they, and they do this in their own world too, they leave the pack or they leave the group and they go off, and wander off to nowhere to, pass on their own. Desi is definitely not doing that. She's at home with you and you're keeping a real close eye on her. But this pattern of just not wanting to eat anything.
Well, it's just
Now,
she
are you
wants
not
to
seeing
eat.
anything, and Natasha, even though you're getting from her that she's kind of done, do you
Yeah.
see anything? Now, what about now? If Desi were mine, Tina, I'd probably be talking to her and saying, honey, if you're done, you need to let me know definitively.
Yeah.
And I'll help you. But we did all the tests with Dr. So and so, and your body's really healthy, and I love having you with me and being part of my life. And if you feel good enough and want to stay, I'll help you do that too. But do you see anything, Natasha, on a food level that she might be interested in that Tina may not have tried or
So
something?
she's interested in food. She keeps running to the kitchen and sits there and waits to be fed. And
Yeah,
then
and then.
that doesn't matter what I've given her. She'll like look at it and walk away, or she'll take a couple bites and then walk away, or take a lick of, and walk away. So I'm
And she
worried that there's
has.
something with her
Well, now,
teeth or
not Natasha's
throat.
pointing to her mouth and stuff, and as you're saying that, I was just going to bring up when Tina describes it, it's more like a cat that has something going on in their mouth or something that they want to eat. But it's painful or something. Now,
Wait, let me.
Natasha, you were picking up something around the mouth.
Yeah, there might be something in the mouth. But that's the thing is that, God, how do you explain
All right,
something
now,
that's a difficult conversation?
look at this too. When Tina and I talked on Thursday, I think Tina, I told her if it were my cat, I would be working with Dr. Nils. And so, Tina, you started that with Dr. Nils.
I did have a session with Dr. Nels on Thursday night.
And didn't he say that there was something going on with her TMJ?
He did say that her TMJ was yes,
Yeah, because I'm
absolutely.
getting something in the back of
Okay,
of
that would
the
be TMJ. So that's why I'm
yeah,
having you look at
and I
this.
was thinking ulcer or no, but that wasn't the right answer. Where they get kind of little something on their tongue, the back tongue.
Right. But Nell's worked on that, Tina, but and you haven't noticed that making any difference, right?
Not really. I think she maybe has had a little bit more since our treatment with Nels than before, but she's just and
Yeah,
I
because I was encouraged when you texted me that he said her TMJ was locked or was a problem. So I thought, well, great, that's something that he can work on and help. So
Yeah.
that might make a difference. Did he say anything about whether he thought she'd need more than one treatment,
He
or
did
do you
not.
have? Pardon me?
He did not.
Okay.
But I have signed up, so he encouraged me to, reset as much as I am able.
So you know how to do the do-it-yourself
Well,
reset and so forth.
sort of.
Okay. Well, Natasha, What can we do to help Tina and Desi through this process? It's really hard to sit and watch your cat starve to death.
Mm-hmm. Starve to death.
No, I get that. Oh, I so get that. And I honor you for where you're at right now. And I'm sorry I don't have the...
That's okay. I don't expect you to know, exactly what,
Yeah.
Now, has she ever been a...
Why am I hearing ice cream?
Ice cream or ice cream?
Ice cream.
I can give her
you
some
scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Maybe I'm hearing
ice cream. I'm just throwing it out there.
Have you got some vanilla ice cream in the house, Tina?
I just got some ice cream, so I'll try some ice cream.
Ooh. Well, are you now? You often are busy and have to go off and do anything. Do you? Are you leaving to go do anything today?
Yep. I have to leave here in 15 minutes. So.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, get out the ice cream. See if she'll eat some ice cream and then call us back.
Okay.
Have you got time to do that?
But that's the thing also, too. Take the focus off of her.
Okay.
Take the pressure off of her. We can hope. We can, and I get it. Oh, God, it's really hard to watch our animals do what they're doing. But sometimes when we take the... it's like me not wanting my cat to do something and I'm actually focusing on it happening. So if you can, take the pressure off of her and are you going to eat? Are you going to, and it's a natural human thing to do. I'm not saying that you're doing wrong, but just if you can, put it down and almost leave the house,
uh-huh.
Do something so that you are taking the pressure off of her where she can just be what she needs to be. And that's what I'm getting is that, she's going to do whatever she's going to do in spite of what we want. And yes, I get that there's something off, but also too, I also understand that the body, even though like the blood tests come back good, the blood tests come back okay, but the body, when it wants to do something, it wants to do it. And I'm going to use my body's example. I told my body I was not going to get Lou Gehrig's disease or colon cancer. But what I ended up doing was that I ended up having my body shut down in its hormones. And so I had to work on negotiating my story different, because of the way that my past lives have been with passing away at a certain age, my parents passing away at a certain age, that there were certain things that were aligning for me to negotiate, but I was able to heal myself through that process. But that's where taking the pressure off of the problem and putting the kindness and the breath on solution. Whatever that may be.
Well, I think what I do, Tina, let's have you try the ice cream. Call us back if you have time. But I think in line with what Natasha's saying and take the pressure off of Desi, I'd be talking to her and say, look, I love you dearly with all my heart. You know that. And mm-hmm. and I want to do what serves you and your higher purpose. And if you're done and you're ready to leave that body, I'll adjust. I'll be okay. Yeah. And I'll help you. But you need to be very clear and letting me know what you want. And if you really want to leave, why are you coming and asking for food? If you really want to leave and you're done, well, then just be done with it and let me know and don't ask anymore. And I'll accept. But if you want to stay and it has something to do with how your mouth feels and you need more help or we need something better to eat, keep asking and I'll keep working and we'll talk to Aunt Martha and we'll talk to Natasha and Dr. Nels and work on that. So have more communication with her that she be clearer with her message to you as to what she wants. Does that make sense, Tina?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have been, not really putting a lot of pressure on her. I do like mix something up and then set it down. She'll take a bite and then I, will let her do her thing or I'll leave something for her and I'll leave. A lot of times she wants me to be there and like look over her while she's, licking the mouth.
And that is that fine line between not wanting to be alone during transition.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to let her do that. So.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you ask her for more clarity.
One question. Is she opposed to going to the vet again? to
you
have
mean
another...
for euthanasia are you talking
no,
about
well, no if I have euthanasia I'll have him come here.
Okay, you mean to go back in for more testing? Does she want
to have
more
her
medical
mouth
work?
Or her jaw or her throat looked at? Is she?
Natasha's shaking her head. No,
no.
Are you saying
if anything,
no,
Nels. If anything, Nels.
Doctor
okay.
Nels, but not the vet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The vet will give you miscommunication.
Yeah. Okay.
Is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My love is with you through this transition, whatever.
Yeah, God bless
it may
Tina.
Be.
And if you have time to test the ice cream and call us back, let us know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I was getting ice cream, but I was.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
we're
going to test. We're going to see if you got something legitimate there, Natasha, because Tina just got some ice cream. So let's try that. Alrighty, Tina. Keep us posted. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Alrighty, let's catch up with our schedule here and take care of advertisers. And if you're out there and would like to have a behavior training or healing question for me, you want an intuitive reading, or personal awareness reading with Natasha, now would be the time. Pick up your phones, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. In the meantime, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and the big thing on the Ananda list right now is the Ananda community in Linwood, open house and summer solstice celebration. The bright light of community will be next Saturday, June 22nd, starts at 2 p.m., And there, the community is on Larchway in Linwood, 20715, Larchway in Linwood. I will be at the welcome booth, so come on out and see me and enjoy the afternoon with booths and activities for kids. So you can bring kids, tours of the community, music, food. East West Bookshop will be there. Then 4 p.m. will be the solstice celebration, and 5 p.m. a free vegetarian dinner. And I understand we're having lasagna. Oh boy. But anyway, free vegetarian dinner. So that's next Saturday, the 22nd, starts at 2 p.m. And dinners, free dinner is at 5. So hope to see you there. And our sound healer, Jude Potten, is open for business and would love to work with you in her sound treatment room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and all of that sort of stuff. And I don't know what I'd do without her and helping to keep my physical body in shape. She can work with you in person or remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And know that I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems. And I always do free, no obligation telephone evaluation. Had some great evaluations this week. So please take my number down. If you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends, have them give me a call. 360-217-7258. Tell them I'll talk to them for free. 360-217-7258. All righty. It is the third Sunday of the month. And that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and feng shui and astrology and basic psychic stuff, personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. And it looks like, Nathan, we need to go right back to the phones. And
heading east over to Clayellum, where Kathy is on the line waiting for her call. And we also got a discussion with Hazel, her golden retriever, one of your favorite breeds of dog there, Martha.
Yep. Well, they are my breed of dog. And coming from Clayellum, Kathy, welcome back to Animal World.
Well, thank you, Martha. And Jody's right here as well. Martha.
Okay, so it's Kathy and Jody. Hi, hi, Jody, too. We started this work with Hazel on the phone before last week's show. It's okay, yes. If I kind of catch people up, and you correct me if I'm not
please correct
me if I'm not remembering things correctly. But let's see.
Okay.
I go way back, Natasha, with Kathy and Jody. Anyway, apparently worked with Kathy, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. Anyway, they have Hazel, wonderful golden retriever. And what, Hazel's about 4, is that right?
Yeah,
she's about 4. Wonderful golden retriever, and she's great with people, and she actually is great with dogs and has lots of dog friends. And Kathy and Jody live over on this side of the mountains, Olympia area, but they go over to Clayellum all the time because, I don't know, a cabin situation, and you got a group of friends over there, and everybody gets together with their dogs, and they all live close. Okay?
Yes.
And Hazel does great, Natasha, with all the other dog, big dogs. But what's happening now is if a little dog that is unfamiliar comes into the group and messes with Hazel, she's attacked a couple of little dogs. All right.
Yeah.
So now, if Kathy and Jody didn't live all the way down in Olympia and over in Clayellum, we would have just set up a counseling session, and I would come to work with them. But since they're such a distance away, and with what's going on, there would be other things that I would add to a good, you know, behavior modification program and so forth. One of those things was Dr. Nils, and I was concerned that her nervous system could be stuck, you know, with in past stuff. And so you did call in last week. We got you connected with Dr. Nils, and he worked with Hazel on the air, didn't he?
Correct. And we have an appointment with him again on Tuesday. He had us send some pictures of Hazel, and we have an appointment set up with him on Tuesday for some more detailed work.
Excellent, because the way Hazel's going about this, Natasha, it smacks of a flashback, you know, and a stuck nervous system, and
yeah.
some having that sort of thing. And so we decided that with the timing wise, that we'd address that right off the bat with Dr. Nils and see if that doesn't start shifting things. And then at some point I'm going to get involved and we'll do, you know, like, you know, a phone session or something to give them the other things to work with. But let's first of all, Kathy and Jody, have you noticed any shift in Hazel's behavior since we've started to work with Dr. Nils?
I think that she seems to be happy. We don't really know. There is a small dog up here, and so we've been, you know, doing a little bit of protect and avoid and protect, but I haven't really say, like, you know, I haven't seen anything super crazy or anything.
Well, yeah, and I was gonna say, you know, we're not having you get her together with little dogs right now, so we don't have
that to
compare to. But you think that she seems, you know, happy and relaxed in that, and you are,
yes.
You know, it could take a few sessions with Nils to get this stuff straightened out.
Right.
But I think we did want to have Natasha take a look at this, and
yes.
Can you look at this, Natasha, from Hazel's point of view? And the time she's, it's not like, you know, a little dog runs up to her and she attacks the dog. The little dog has, if the dog like tries to take something away from her or messes with her stuff,
yeah,
then she's had an overreaction to that and actually,
yeah.
you know, bit the dog sort of thing. Seems to me when I heard the whole story and behaviorally, it sounded to me that I could piece it together in my mind, understanding it, that Hazel being a sensitive type and past experience with dogs and kowtowing to the medium or bigger sized dogs, that sometimes dogs in that situation then will be more aggressive with the littler ones because they can be successful with that. But usually straightening out the nervous system with Dr. Nils will balance that. But I'm interested, Natasha, if you can see what's going on for Hazel and if this it does relate to past experience or what's going on with her and these little dogs.
It's the energy of the little dog. Because
okay.
little dogs run at a higher frequency, and that's that tag. And so when, you know, it's like, I can almost see her looking at this little dog like, what is that? I don't recognize that. Like bigger dogs, they just have a energy, right?
Uh-huh.
Where a little dog
yeah.
has a energy.
Yeah.
And so that energy kind of triggers into her nervous system that it's like this is not, and that's one thing that our nervous system, people don't realize that the nervous system reads either, it doesn't read if it's safe or not safe. It just reads, this is the energy that I know that I have had to react to.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So
yeah.
we can have a good thing that happens and our nervous system will say, oh, I know that energy, and it could be and we can have something negative that happens in our life, and it goes, oh, I know that energy, because they kind of read at that same energy. We can be excited, or we can be anxious, and that energy can read as the same thing to the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
So going into this, that's what she's reading into, is that this uncertainty of not understanding how to read that frequency. And then
uh-huh.
when they trigger her protective, her, this is mine, this is, you know, I don't trust you, I don't know you, I don't recognize you, in the sense of if she's not around small dogs all the time.
Right.
So going into this,
not, yeah.
it's Yeah, so going into this, it's just that she's not used to having that frequency. And then there is things that have happened with that feeling of anxiousness or high vibration. Like let's say maybe that there's something that happened in the house where all of a sudden that you guys had to leave and then she was left. Okay. You know, like there was an emergency that that you guys were keyed up and she was, you had to run out of the house and she was left.
Uh-huh.
Or there's something that happened that had that same frequency that
she's associating with.
Associating with in her nervous system. So then, and her memory field, and then that dog is triggering that pattern.
Okay. Now, okay. What we had kind of planning to do, Natasha, is that, you know, we got Kathy and Jody and Hazel hooked up with Dr. Nils, and they're in that process. And then I was going to do a phone session with them to give them the other stuff on good behavior modification, and it sounds like where I'd focus would be on changing the way she feels about the energy of little dogs and all of that. But
exactly,
what I
because
know
the only
from
way
you,
we can,
Natasha, does it look like and feel to you that just working with Dr. Nils will stabilize this and her reaction will change? Or is it necessary to do a combination? We get Dr. Nils to stabilize and do as much as he can. Then I put the behavior modification on top of that, and then we'll be good. Do you see? Does Hazel need both
of
us?
The one way we can retrain the nervous system to know that it's safe is by showing it that it can be. So, like, if you see another dog coming in, sit. Stay.
Well, but that's my job, and that's what I would.
Yeah,
help her
exactly.
With,
so
is
being
changing
secure,
the way. But
yeah.
You're thinking, you're feeling it. We need both. Both Dr.
We need
Nils
both. Need both.
And the behavior counseling.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it is about realigning the nervous system to know that it's safe. So how do you do that? With a physical interaction and the energetic interaction. Like right. For me. I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe in spite of it. That's one of my mantras that I use because I'm retraining my nervous system. You know, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe in spite of it, whatever that it is. And so that's one thing that you can start saying with the mantra when you know there's a little dog around. We're safe, we're safe, we're safe. It doesn't matter what it is. We're safe, we're safe,
okay.
We're safe. It doesn't
that's
matter
right.
What it is.
And we could talk about that to her while we're around little dogs.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Well, just a simple little trick. Simple, just simple. Stop giving her treats.
Okay.
Keep really special treats with you when you're around the other dogs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whenever you see a little dog comes into the picture, woohoo, little dog, oh boy, cheese. Woohoo, little dog, you get cheese. Woohoo.
Yeah,
now, not going to have any interaction or anything, but you just start that woohoo with little dog, give a treat. And you keep that up until her, instead of her looking at the little dog and saying, oh, I don't want anything to do with it, or you see her tense up, or she doesn't say anything, little dog starts coming around. She's like, oh, boy, it's treat time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's one little
perfect.
Thing you can start with now while you're over there.
Okay.
But then I think you guys decide, you keep up with Dr. Nils, and then touch base with me. Because we could do a phone session anytime, depending on how we can coordinate our schedules.
Okay. So we will, what I heard is that we are going to follow up with Dr. Nils and then see what he says. Maybe we'll have to do a few sessions with him, and then we'll touch base with you and let you know what he has to say.
Yep, and I'd say we could do the phone session anytime now.
Okay. All right, sounds great. Well, we appreciate both of you listening to our concerns and giving us some guidance.
Oh,
yeah,
you're so welcome.
Because I checked in. My dog is triggered by little dogs too, but it's more because it's a squirrel. It's a cat. It's that hunting technique, but that's not what your dog is. Your dog is, it's the frequency that little dogs run at, and they announce it the minute they show up.
Yes. And she's exceptionally mellow golden retriever. So I think that it could even wind her up a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes when we are one way, you know, it's like somebody who's very in control outside the world. Usually they're very out of control inside the world, like in the house and in their personality, in their knowings. So sometimes when we have a really calm dog, sometimes there's aggression that comes out because anger, frustration needs to come out somehow.
So that's all just right. The point. Well, we are up against the clock. We've got advertisers right. to well, do before we get much. To the top of the hour.
Blessings but, on this we'll journey, my dears.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but I'll wait to hear from you, Kathy and Jody, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, all righty. We got to take care of advertisers here real quick. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150, and we did hear from the guy we've been talking about, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancer and can work with you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, as well as physical issues. He likes you to contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so if you're interested in learning more, you can check out his website. You can also look at his YouTube channel. It has phenomenal before and after video segments of animals he's worked with and problems, and what you get to watch the progression until they're healed, and it's jaw-droppingly amazing. YouTube channel is just Nels Rasmussen, so check him out. healingministryforanimals.com. Click the contact link and fill it out. Tell him you'd like to chat, and he'll arrange a call for a free telephone evaluation. And Gosh, we also heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Love the NuPro Nugget vitamins for our cats, and the dog supplements, phenomenal for skin and hair coat. And it amazes me what a phenomenal coat my Robbie Golden Retriever has, and it's all due to NuPro. Because I know if I take him off it, his coat deteriorates. It makes a huge difference. So NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can learn all about them on the website. And if you can't get them at your pet store, they're available on Amazon. And, of course, you do something for humans, animals, or this planet. That's wonderful. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, send us an email. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. All righty then. We are all caught up. And I think we phone lines are open at the moment.
They are wide open right now.
All righty. So that means any of you that would like a personal reading with Natasha, or have a behavior training or healing question for me, or question for Natasha, or whatever, you can give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 888-298-5569. And I got to tell you, I think, Nathan, you flashed me a picture of what it looks like down there in the Bellevue area. I got you beat. I got blue sky and sunshine going on up here. Yeah, I got
kind of depends on where you are.
I got bright sunshine. Well, yeah, I've got sunshine and all I can see out my window. Now, of course, it's a very small piece of the sky, but it's all blue. Yeah, so that's really nice. I guess Sunday afternoon is my chore day. So maybe TMI, but I get to poop. I get to scoop poop in the sunshine. So, and I'd much rather scoop poop in the sunshine than the pouring rain. And in fact, if it was pouring rain like it was last night, I'm not scooping poop. You know, I'd get washed away. I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since I've seen as much water come out of the sky as we had last night. It's been a long time since it's been so loud that I could hear it in every room of the house, you know, so I'm walking around and what's that noise? Oh, it's raining that hard. And it really literally has been so long since I've really had this kind of torrential downpours going on. So I think we really need the water, and, fortunately, I got everything mowed and blowed before the rains started, so I'm in good shape there. Gosh, Natasha, astrologically, we got what's going on these days. Well, I know the big thing, of course, would be the summer solstice happens this week. I believe that's actually technically on Thursday.
Yes.
And we'll be celebrating it on Saturday at the Ananda community. But astrologically, what should we, anything we need to be aware of?
Well, we've been going through Gemini energy, which has been a lot of thinking. And so if you're overthinking situations, if you're overthinking stories, if you're overthinking past history, if you're overthinking, I've had many conversations with people about that you can learn from the past, but we have to move forward. We have to be in the now. We want to be in the now. And so with that, check in with yourself. How many of us have been really being triggered into our old stories, you know, of depression, anger? There's been conversations I've even had in this house about how you know, well, you're doing this, you're doing that. Okay. And I'm like,
I'm going to interrupt you, Natasha, because Nathan's been on the phone. Did we want to get a quick update from Tina? Is that what you wanted to do, Nathan?
Yep, that will be good. And then we can take our longer caller after the top of the hour here.
Excellent. All right. So let's.
Thank you.
Tina, I think, has an ice cream report. Hey, Tina.
Hey, Martha. Okay. So she was interested in the ice cream, but it didn't last very long.
Okay.
So, yeah. She ate some and then she walked away and went to her little bed. So. That's the report on that.
Might be worth, you know, trying it. You know, it sounds like you're out and about now. It might be worth trying a little bit here or there. And sometimes you could, if she really likes it, you might be able to put a little ice cream on something else to get her to eat something.
And it might be the cold.
Oh, Natasha said it might be the cold.
Yeah.
That she likes.
Yeah, so I left it for her if she, you know, wants to eat it, you know, while I'm gone. And we'll just go from there. And then
okay.
And
all right,
concerning me really quick, I am itchy. Something's been biting me. You got an idea what that is, Natasha?
Are you in a place where you are getting little gnats?
You know, I'm wondering if it's the gnats when I'm down at the barn.
Yeah, there's getting little gnats, and your body is getting hyper sensitive to it.
Okay.
You know, you used to be getting bit before, but there's a lot of things that our bodies are getting hypersensitive to. So I'm not going to say an allergy, but hypersensitive to. So
she needs to poof herself with something when she goes to the barn that would keep the gnats away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, what do we usually?
Why am I hearing
peppermint,
lavender?
Maybe. Nice peppermint. I have a nice peppermint spray that that I use as rodent patrol in the garage, and you could probably poof yourself with something like that would keep them away from you.
Yeah, there's something. There's something like so. Check out the natural remedies like lavender or something.
Okay.
All right, Tina, you know how to text me, so keep me posted on you and Desi, will you please?
I'm hearing rescue remedy. I'm hearing rescue remedy either
for Tina or Desi or both.
Both. There's something about that you're going through some stuff that's triggering your system, and so just you helping your system go through your stress. If I have to be here, I got to go there. The doers.
So rescue remedy for both Tina and Desi.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Excellent.
Thank you.
All
You're
right.
Welcome.
Thanks, Tina. God bless. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
And Dina, we will get to you after we love train. So we are all out of time. Second hour, and we got to fire up that love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And the whole point here is to get some exercise and energy going for us, get our juices flowing. But primarily, we're sending love all over the country, all over the world. You know where it's needed. And please send that love out there. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.